Good evening. Among industrialized nations, spying is considered something everybody does, but nobody likes to talk about. The problem for the U.S. right now is everybody's talking about it, and each day seems to bring a new allegation concerning the extent to which the U.S. has spied on other nations, especially our allies and friends. It's all coming from one man, Edward Snowden, and the secrets he made off with before he left as a U.S. intelligence analyst. So right now, the White House is scrambling to soothe feelings while fielding questions about how much the president knew. We begin in Washington tonight with NBC's Andrea Mitchell. Andrea, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. The White House is under fire from its closest allies. So for the first time now, the president is promising to limit the NSA's extraordinary reach, saying what they're able to do doesn't necessarily mean what they should be doing. That likely means not spying on foreign leaders who happen to be good friends and allies.
Across Europe, an uproar today. In Madrid, the U.S. ambassador to Spain, James Costos, under siege, called on the carpet to explain reports that the NSA was vacuuming up telephone data, tracking 60 million calls in Spain in less than a month, according to El Mundo. Germany today called for an investigation into NSA's tapping of its leader Angela Merkel's personal cell phone. The interior minister said the chancellor was spied on, which violates German law, and he threatened to expel any U.S. diplomats involved. European Parliament members from Germany and Spain descended on Washington, demanding answers from congressional intelligence committees and threatening sanctions.
It is not acceptable that, for example, there's espionage on Chancellor Merkel and others.
We are asking ourselves if now the U.S. or the NSA is considering Ms. Merkel a terrorist.
The White House says the president did not know Merkel's phone was targeted. Is that possible? The diplomatic disaster all based on leaks from Edward Snowden. I asked Snowden's intermediary, journalist Glenn Greenwald, speaking to us from Rio.
Is that credible that he would not know?
Unfortunately, it is credible because the NSA has become this rogue agency that really does go off on its own and do whatever it wants. And I'm not sure which is scarier, that the president did know and approved it and now is lying about it, or that he didn't know and the NSA just took it upon itself to do that without even their commander-in-chief being aware.
Does everyone do it? Experts say China and Russia are notorious for spying. So are close allies like France, mostly for industrial espionage, and Israel for cyber war. But experts say no other spy agencies come close to the NSA's vast data collection. Despite the risks, President Obama is the first U.S. president to use a BlackBerry, overruling objections from the CIA and NSA.
Knowing that other countries would also be interested in listening to his phone calls. And because of that, he ended up with one of the most secure BlackBerries on Earth.
And he won't give it up.
Is the president still using his BlackBerry?
I have no change to announce in terms of the president's communications.
He loves that BlackBerry. Tonight, the Senate Intelligence Committee Chair, Dianne Feinstein, ordered a total review of all intelligence programs, the most sweeping since after 9/11, saying she opposes spying on allied leaders and was also kept in the dark about Merkel. Brian?
Andrea Mitchell starting us off from our D.C. newsroom tonight. Andrea, thanks.